This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Shortly, inshallah, for those of you watching on my social media.
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك الحمد لك الحمد والنعمة والنعمة لك والملك لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. It's your brother Yahya Ibrahim once again. I'm joining you from my home here in Perth, Western Australia. To your homes and your screens in different parts of the world, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to facilitate the good of Islam Channel UK for providing this important service, especially in these days of Hajj. Allahumma ameen. I know many of us have been accustomed to watching Islam Channel during the Hajj season. You can see the Hujjaj performing their Hajj. I remember 2 years ago, I was interviewed from the top of a building where the Kaaba was behind us as we were answering questions and so on, doing what we're doing now. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that opportunity once again, Allahumma ameen, that we can watch the throngs of the Hujjaj up close and be a part of that journey ourselves, you and I, bi-ibnillahi ta'ala. We began speaking, and this is our second session now, about Ibrahim alayhi salam and about lessons that we can learn. We said first that we can learn about the importance of embracing ourselves as a nation at times where we are a minority and we are not a large grouping of people who have a lot of political or economic or social geographic power or even military power. But being a minority was not ever something that was troublesome for those who had a belief and a commitment to Allah. The second important characteristic that I want to highlight before we take our break for the intermission for Salatul Dhuhr in Mecca al-Mukarramah, and in fact for Salatul Maghrib here for me in Perth in Western Australia, inshallah, in about 7 minutes, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And the second important point that we can learn from Ibrahim is to love Allah completely, love God absolutely. Be conscious of that love, be intentional in that love, be purposeful in that love, and have a commitment that goes beyond just doing the normal routines that are asked of us by our faith. And Allah speaks about Ibrahim in the fourth chapter of the Quran, Surah An-Nisa, verse 125. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. God, Allah, chose and allowed Ibrahim to become Khalil. Now, the word Khalil is usually translated into the English language to mean as a friend. But in fact, in Arabic, it comes from khallala or takhallala for something to, for that deeper meaning, for something to intermingle. So what is it that's intermingled? Well, what it means is that the love of Allah was so powerful in the heart of Ibrahim that it saturated him. The best way to describe takhlil is saturation. That Ibrahim was so in love with Allah that he overflowed with his love for his creator and his maker, with loving him, fearing him, and hoping in his mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a narration that's found in all of the books of tafsir about the incident where Ibrahim was being thrown in the fire by his people for having believed in God and rejected their idols. And the narration, although it's not established in a hadith or a chain of narration back to the Prophet ﷺ, it's found in many of the books of hadith, many of the books of tafsir, that as Ibrahim was being entered into the fire, the angel Jibreel asks him, "What can I do to help you?" And Ibrahim alayhi salam says, "If it is from you, nothing. For all I need is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Now that's a deep love. That's a deep commitment to Allah. That's a deep sense of serenity and peace that one has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in fact, the word hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakeel is the word that was spoken by Allah. Hasbi Allah, Allah suffices me. Wa ni'mal wakeel, and how good is Allah as my protector, my advocate, my friend, my assistant, my support in any time and in any difficulty. And that word, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel, is the same word spoken by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the most difficult of moments, in the battle of Al-Khandaq, in the battle of Uhud. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the difficulties that he would experience, he would be commemorating and reminding ourselves as an ummah of the moment of weakness of Ibrahim and the savior that comes with that word, the hasbana. The ulama call it the hasbana, where you say, hasbi Allah, Allah suffices me, Allah is enough for me, I don't need anyone else. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel, and how good Allah is as a protector and as a friend when others may desert me. And whenever anyone is in oppression, whenever anyone feels injustice, whenever anyone's in a problem, there is no greater dua, no greater request of faraj, of opening and giving and success than that word, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. It is what Allah records that the Sahaba said as they return from the battle of Uhud. Inna an-nasa qad jama'u lakum fakhshawhum. Allah says that people, the hypocrites, were saying to the Sahaba, all these people have gathered together, the confederates, the Ahzab have gathered together in the battle of Al-Khandaq. They've gathered against you from all sides. You are being invaded in Medina. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. They return to Allah. They return after the day of Uhud. They return in the battle of Khandaq. They return in any moment of disappointment. They say, وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. What a great dua for you and I to maintain in our mornings and in our evenings, requesting the power, the permission, the strength from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a greater way to assure our heart intermingles with love, with fear, with hope and devotion only to Allah in a capacity that is absolute. Ibrahim loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that his love, that the love in his heart overflowed, it was saturated and became inseparable with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the highest degree of love that nowadays many of us struggle to find, because we have competing loves that our hearts are attached to in a way that is greater than Allah. We're going to take our break for Salatul Dhuhr and for myself to pray Salatul Maghrib. Continue watching the prayers from Mecca and Mukarramah live. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns us. We'll take three more lessons from Ibrahim alayhi salam. Bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. See you back again soon. Your brother Yahya Ibrahim. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khair.